today on the Boogeyman Podcast.
Man, you gotta have some balls to stand in front of that judge.
Guess who? Guess who? Yeah.
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
Boogeyman Podcast!
Ooh, yeah! Another week, another podcast, another call from the Macho Man Randy Savage from the Pearly Gates, brother. Yeah!
Had that fucking girly-ass costume on with that fucking fringe hanging from your arms with that fucking cowboy hat.
like little booby tassels.
Yeah, they should have fucking... you know what your music should have been?
What's up with that?
Yiga.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey. This is the Boogeyman Podcast out there, motherfucker. And my name is Tom. Got Dave and Anthony here. And we're here today to sort of set you all straight out there, sort of help you along the path to happiness.
Hey, man, I thought Canadians were supposed to be the most polite people. What happened last night in that Warrior game when KD went down?
They probably said, fuck you. Yeah, they
probably... maple syrup by the jack there, and everybody's a little on edge.
They were getting their ice skates out, and...
Yeah, ice skates, they're probably looking for that stick in their closet.
You gotta remember, though, these are Toronto fans, so all they're used to is people, you know, blowing each other up on the ice and cheering, so for them, you know, hey, it's nothing new. But I'm sure they saw him outside the hotel and were like, hey, sorry, eh?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fucked up, them cheering a guy getting injured. That's not very Canadian-like.
Who cares?
Well, if they were in Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't have did that to their plane in Oakland. Shit. The hood in Oakland's a little different than the hood in Canada. Who's that fucking guy out there that wearing that fucking Smokey Bear hat? Oh, mounted police. They don't even have a motherfucking car riding a horse.
Well, shit, let me light up this joint right here.
Oh, yeah.
Got the podcast in today.
Weed's flowing.
I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
It's a hot one today.
It is, folks.
That climate change really kicking in.
Yeah.
That's some Canada burning all that fucking maple syrup. You sure they're making maple syrup up there in Canada? Ain't no marching dust.
Probably not in Canada.
Nah.
But they do, Mexico does send their people over there and have them walk in America to smuggle in people now. That wall, you know.
They can get that wall across Niagara Falls. They'll be accomplishing something. Shit. I tell you, you ever seen Niagara Falls?
No, man.
It's amazing. I mean...
It looks pretty cool from what I, you know.
It's, I mean, to think that any crazy motherfucker went over in a barrel on that, you gotta be crazy. You know, I mean, you look down there, and you actually don't even, if you look off to the side, you could see the big, huge boulders and shit, but look directly down, it's just a massive, like, steam or what, you know, but the sound, the roar, I mean, oh, man, things aren't good.
How big is it?
Things aren't good.
It's fucking big,
it's huge, dude.
It's,
yeah.
Damn.
It's, hey, every year that falls... moves back because it's just moving nature.
Mm.
And it's moving back. I mean, it's been doing it for I don't know how many years, hundreds of years,
maybe millions
since they built the motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So the theory is we're gonna all be dead, but where do you think that falls is gonna, if it keeps going back, it's gotta end up somewhere.
Grand Canyon?
No.
Buffalo?
Lake Michigan. Not Lake, in Chicago. Lake Michigan.
Chicago!
Yeah, I mean, Chicago. The falls is moving there. But it's, I mean, and then you go across over to Buffalo. At nighttime, to see the falls, Buffalo side's more impressive than the Canadian side.
Just avoid it in the wintertime.
It probably, you know, shit.
Our football players don't even like playing there.
I know Marshawn Lynch hated it.
Yeah. Can you imagine that going from Oakland to Buffalo?
Oakland to
what
Cal?
About Plunkett? He went there, and our good buddy OJ.
The juice.
He went there.
Good buddy.
It's true.
Loyal listener.
Oh, man. Hey, you know where OJ lives?
Florida.
See.
Yep.
Florida.
Because they have some laws where they can't really take his shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
Because he knew some judge or something. Judge Willie Brown.
You got to remember, in Florida, they had residents ready to shoot down Hurricane Irma. Let that sink in for a minute, folks.
I wonder if the hurricanes will run out of female names and they'll start using male names.
Fuck, I doubt it. I mean,
there's a long list of female names.
And then you can say, here comes bitch number one, bitch number two. Here's the big bitch.
What's the most memorable one, Katrina?
I don't know, I guess.
I mean, what would number two be? I'd say the most famous one is probably Katrina, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
What's a strong number two?
Fuck.
Can't even think of
Irma?
No, I don't know. So it'd have to be somewhere on the East Coast.
Mm.
You know, I mean, they've had, you know, you figure, shit.
Didn't
Georgia, Atlanta.
Didn't New York get pummeled by a hurricane?
That was a couple
ago?
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah. What so the fuck is it called? Hurricane Ruby? Something like that. I don't know. Hurricane Apple.
Lame that was the New Bills York. Mafia.
It was the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
I was watching some Bills Mafia shit. They had this guy named Pinto Ron. He's been to every game since like 93. Road and away.
There's this guy, I tell you, he's on Rome's show. His name is Rick. And when he talks, he sounds a lot like the Macho Man. And the throw a little shit out for Romy here, man. I like Rome.
Hey, one for Rome.
Rome's good.
On the 21st of this month is the Smack Off. And it's the 25th Smack Off. So this guy, Rick, I know he's in it every year. And he's good, you know, and he talks some crazy shit. So I guess the last couple of years since he's been on TV, they show, you know, you can have your picture, and they showed Rick, and, you know, I'm watching, and I said, whoa, I don't know if I'd want to fuck with Rick. Rick looks like he's missing a few bolts. His fucking head may fall off.
Yeah, well, right before every game, Pinto Ron goes out, and everybody grabs ketchup and mustard and squirts it all over him.
The fuck it's better than that? Pissing on you.
It's true.
You know,
but fuck. These guys, what they think of sometimes.
Too crazy.
I mean, what if the Bills became good? How big would the Mafia get?
That ain't gonna happen, though. Shit. Fuck. Hey, Tommy ain't gonna let that happen. Tommy says, you're gonna be my bitch. You of Florida. That crappy ass other team in New York. What are those guys called? The Jets.
They're not even in New York. They're in New Jersey.
Yeah. Same with the Giants. They both
play at the same stadium.
The MetLife or something?
MetLife, yeah. Get Life, one of the
Get
two.
Life.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit?
You're both no good. You need to take those two fucking teams and make one. Let them both show up every. They play every Sunday.
Why don't you play a normal sport like football or something when you were growing up? I don't know. My mom thought it was too dangerous. Oh, yeah. Good call. Shakes his little wooden hand.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That's a classic. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Classic.
Is that where he shoots he's on the golf course.
Yep. Yep. And he's got a hockey stick for a putter.
That was.
Mr. Sandler, Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
He's pretty fucking funny.
What do you want me to do then? Just make sure I don't do anything stupid. All right. So Gilmore, Mr. Lafferty would like to tee off now, please. Oh, okay. Best luck to you, buddy. Get out of the way. Where were you on that one, dipshit? Great fucking movie.
And his caddy, he pulls out the bum guy that was cleaning the
dishes. Yeah. He puts down a quarter, he walks over there and picks it up and puts it in his pocket.
Oh, man. You know, golf has a few good movies. Tin Cup was a good one.
Tin Cup was cool.
Remember that one?
I remember the movies, yeah.
Caddyshack. Absolute classic. Caddyshack,
yeah.
That's true.
Absolute fucking classic.
Yeah, those guys from Saturday Night Live.
Cinderella Boy, hole nine. He's about 250 yards away. He's gonna hit about 9-iron right here, I think. Oh, it's in the hole! It's in the hole! It's in the hole! Cannonball! Cannonball coming! Bill Murray, that's one of my favorite movies with Bill Murray.
Time out.
Okay.
Hey, Boogeyman listeners. You have a question or a comment for the Boogeyman podcast? We'll send in a voice message. Just download the app, go to the Boogeyman page, and at the very top, it says message. As soon as you send it, I'll play it on the next pod.
Ooh, yeah! Another week, another podcast, another call from the Macho Man Randy Savage from the Pearly Gates, brother. Yeah! Now, Tom, I tuned in last week just like I always tune in, and I heard the smack talk. I heard the scarecrow. I heard the tale. And worst of all, I heard you talking about Miss Elizabeth, brother. Yeah, yes, I did. But guess what, Tom? It's your lucky day because from where I'm standing, from way up in the sky, I see your life is miserable enough without the Macho Man tearing into you. So I'm going to let you off the hook this week and get straight to asking the questions. Now, I know how the Boogeyman podcast likes to talk conspiracy theories. Well, here's one from the world of professional wrestling, brother. 20 years ago, the Montreal Screwjob. Was it real? Was it fake? Let me know what you think, brother. Dig it!
The Montreal what?
Screwjob.
What the fuck was that?
That was when Bret Hart got fucked out of his title.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah. I was not too happy with that.
Hey, I'll tell you what he did.
I think. Could be wrong, but I believe that's what Macho Man's talking about.
Well, if that's what he's talking about, I know one thing. He spit in McMahon's face.
That's right. I remember that shit.
He did that. Sort of didn't work no more.
Sorry, he went over to WCW. Bret the Hitman Hart,
Bret
man.
The Hitman Hart.
And that was right before his brother.
Yeah, well, his brother was still alive then.
So does that tie into the conspiracy?
Well, the conspiracy was because it was in their hometown or something like that, in Canada or something.
I think it was. He was a champ and he lost his belt. I'll tell you the conspiracy. Hey, you better loosen up out there, Macho Man. How many times I got to tell you? You think you'd know by now on whatever cloud you're on. I don't know if that cloud is. You got to look at that cloud. That might be a fucking rain cloud. But that shit ain't real, dude. It ain't fucking real. This guy, Hart, was the champion. And he says, I'm still a champ. I'm a B champion. So they're saying, McMahon's saying, I don't think so. And you didn't read that one page in the book. We knew you weren't too fucking smart wearing pink. Think about that. And you too, Macho Man, had that fucking girly ass costume on with that fucking fringe hanging from your arms with that fucking cowboy hat.
Like little booby tassels.
Yeah, they should have fucking, you know what your music should have been? So he didn't want to lose, dude. So I guess somewhere in the fight, you know, the other guy, hey, you better do what I'm telling you. And he didn't, you could see that this guy wasn't going down.
Yeah. You know why?
It's like, what the fuck?
It's not real.
But, and if, since it's not real, I could control it a little. So, I forget what happened in the fight. I don't know if someone interfered or whatever, but McMahon got in there. And you know how they count in wrestling. One, I'll have my eggs over easy. Two.
Let me get a hot this pretzel and then three.
One, two, three, just like that. Boom, boom, boom. And McMahon like slid out of the ring, and he's looking up, and Bret Hart is standing on. You can see they're having words back and forth, and Hart spit on him.
Ooh, right in the
front. Was that part of the show? Face.
No.
No.
That's why I said he wasn't working long.
After that.
And he wasn't working. Hey, that was the time that McMahons were taking over the dynasty of wrestling. You know, they were going after ECW.
WCW.
What's that, Extreme? There. We're back there, Texas. He was taking. So. The only thing you could do is wrestle that snake that's in your pants, Macho Man.
You don't got Elizabeth to do it anymore either. Nope. Traded that car in.
Where did you bury that or put that car at? But Macho Man, though, it's fun. I mean, you know a lot about the Macho Man. Like I say, you better check that cloud, man. I think you're on a rain cloud. Those ones those other guys hang on are fluffy and white.
Well, shit, I got another caller. I got another caller. So listen to this.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Boogeyman Podcast. It's the neighborhood WWE superhero, the Hurricane, with a question for Tom. Tom, who's your favorite superhero? And who's your favorite tag team of all time? And Macho Man, talking all that shit to Tom? What's up with that?
The Hurricane.
The Hurricane.
It's got to be one of the greatest intros of all time.
That was badass. Hey,
especially you just coming out there running with that cape on you. You know what killed the Hurricane?
What killed him? The sun?
Yeah, what killed the Hurricane? It was in hurricane season in June. Gotta set you on the shelf the next year. He wasn't big, you know?
Yeah, no, he was a small guy.
He was a small guy, you know, so.
But if you got an act.
He beat Kane one time, though, I think it was, right? Or yeah. Some big-ass joint.
But then, you know, like I say, you know, that's not real. You know?
But we still talk like it is real. Like, oh, he'll kick his ass. Yeah. No, he'll kick his ass. The Rock would whoop his ass. So
I think out of all of them, this is it, all you wrestling fans out there. The baddest motherfucker out of them all, now, back in the time that I watched it, and pretty much in the future, and if you let them do what they want to do, get in that cage with Brock Lesnar.
I think the Macho Man could take him.
Shit. He'd kick his ass in front of Elizabeth. And then kick Elizabeth's ass. Hey, the two baddest, I think.
Well, I mean, he was the heavyweight champion of the world of real.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Just imagine, he's the only one that could get it straight that, hey, you know what? I can make a lot of fucking money here, and all I got to do is just show up. Yeah. And they ain't going to hurt me.
But so his act in UFC is the act I know, and he's a fucking shit fuck. He's got the dumb sword on his chest. He's this Mr. Steroid guy, and he's kind of...
He said he never took steroids.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck you. Hey.
He had his hand on that book.
So did Roger Clemens. You know?
He was over 400 pounds at one point. You remember?
Yeah.
How could you not take... Your muscles only get so big. This guy just became a mutant.
He looked like the fucking Juggernaut at one point.
Plus, I think he got in trouble with the UFC. Actually, he tested hot when he fought Mark Hunt. He had a brother named Mike.
You know, I mean... Hey, it's... You know, I mean... Sometimes you got to get in shape to do the fight.
Hey, they all fucking do it. They all fucking.
You know, I mean,
you don't think you? Hey, this guy's 10 years younger than you. But he's about to take your job.
But listen though, I think that taking this by all of them doing those steroids, I don't give a fuck who did them. 99.9, all were better. What they were doing.
Oh, yeah. You know why people take them, right? Because they work.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Hey,
man, you don't think they make you hit that ball?
What do you think I'm going to do today? I'm going to go out there and race that fucking quarter mile racehorse and beat it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, shit.
And those horses are on the shit, too.
Yeah, but that's because of the owner, though.
So I went to the Reno to watch the Belmont Stakes horse race over the weekend. And
did you throw any tickets away?
Oh, yeah. I think all of them except one. But anyway, I was talking to this old-timer. He's from Michigan. I asked him, why do they call it the glove? Yeah. He said it's because it looks like a hand, and you get they're like kind of stuck in Detroit's the thumb.
Yep.
Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a fucking glove or a mitten.
Dude, I have to look. I never ever. Yeah, I always like a glove.
Could you pick you it out on a,
that,
on a map?
I just made that shit up.
Tom, could you pick out Michigan on the map?
It's right there. Looks like
I can pick out where it is, but if you looked at it just by itself.
Yeah. It looks like a fucking glove.
It's by water. So that eliminates about 37 states.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, so I was talking to this guy, and I was asking him. He knew every... I was watching, like, let's say the prelims of the Belmont Stakes, the, like, race 1 through 9 or something. And each race, he knew every horse by name, the horse's name. It was funny. I was like, he knew every horse. And the funny thing is, he says he bets the jockeys. I go with the better jockeys. But anyway, asking about the buzzer, he was saying, oh, yeah, all kinds of people. There was some guy in the Bay Area named Ron something. He would take a shit horse and win with that horse because he had the cattle prod buzzer, you know? And one day that guy wound up dead on the Golden Gate Bridge. He got thrown off that bridge. I don't know if the mafia got to him or. But anyways, yeah. I asked him, so how else did they cheat in horse racing? He goes, well, my uncle used to do this because he was, you know, trainer and all. There'd be a race, and he'd own every horse in the race.
Oh, man.
He would just use different names.
Right.
But apparently, the way you train them, you can easily know if the horse is going to run like shit. You don't train them to run fast.
I knew this guy back in the day, and whenever, you know, like 4th of July would roll around, all the fairs, Serrano, and they'd all have horse races. So all these jockeys would all, you're going to be here in Pleasanton, here, and here. It's like, you know, it's a chain.
Little people.
Yeah. So Bob used to sell them cocaine. And they come over to the house maybe about twice. So, you know, you throw, I don't know, maybe an 8-ball out there on the table for free. Loose lips sinks battleships.
Right. Loose lips sink ships. That's right.
And where do you think Bob went the next day?
To the track.
Fucking horse race, yeah.
Did you tell Bob, hey, throw me something on there?
Nah.
Have you ever bet on a horse race?
Once. Once.
What happened?
Lost. You know.
Seems to.
Have you ever rolled dice at a casino?
Never.
What about played blackjack?
Couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm not a gambler.
Right. Either. No, I'm just curious. Have you ever rolled dice at a casino?
I haven't rolled dice, but I have played blackjack.
Yeah. Played that a couple of times. I mean, one good thing, I know how to count to 21.
I played craps, but I didn't shoot the die. I just bet, you know, had some guy on a hot streak, and I was like, all right, let me make a quick little penny. Kiss on the cheek, and then walked away. And he rolls snake eyes the next one, and everybody lost. They called me the kiss of death around there.
No. But I like to watch, you know, gambling. It's a fascinating sport.
Remember they used to put poker on all the time?
Dude, do you think these sports, these baseball, football, basketball, do you think anybody would be this excited if no one gambled on it? That's what made these sports.
Pretty much.
Like UFC. When they wanted to get popular, you know, when they were nothing back in the early days, they put out those gambling lines, and they would push it, and slowly but surely started hitting the mainstream, you know? It's just more fun when you watch a fight and you got a little skin in it, you know?
Yeah. It makes it a little, a shade interesting, you know?
Well, especially that horse race. Did you guys watch that horse race?
Fuck no.
No. But if you had a bet on it,
yeah,
you'd watch it.
But that's the only way that I would watch horse racing, so that's why I don't watch horse racing.
I don't watch, I mean, I had a good friend that was very...
It's not that entertaining to watch these fucking horses just
fucking
run.
Running in a circle.
I mean, at least in NASCAR.
Why don't you just
NASCAR,
watch replays if you like the fucking...
Fuck.
At least in NASCAR, you got the you know, the chance of having a crash or something like that. And
that's true.
And it's just, hey, let me watch you go really fast around a circle. That's it.
It's over with.
I sat around here for how long for all of that?
Although NASCAR is kind of boring too, right? Do you guys watch NASCAR?
I've watched some.
I won't watch a whole race.
Yeah, every once in a great while. Because
you
got to
remember now, the race is like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they're going in circle.
And that horse race is...
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty cool, though, man. Like, I used to hate on NASCAR so much. I used to talk so much shit about it. But you know what, man? If you break down the science of it, it's hard to do.
I'll admit, too. If you catch a NASCAR in the pregame with everybody talking about the storylines and you listen to all these high-profile guys and then the race starts with the meet times and then this guy got in trouble because he didn't pass inspection, so he's starting in the back. Before you know it, you're in the story, you know? And it is cool, especially with the sound they got going on
they show some of these cars and they're like literally you could put a piece of paper in between them when they're driving at 200-something miles per hour.
Oh, yeah.
For three fucking hours.
Don't they wear diapers, too? Because if you got to pee... Do they have another system?
I think they might have some sort of...
Especially after you see somebody coming up on you 200 miles an hour.
I mean, Is that the hurricane? Is that the hurricane coming? Or is that flash?
I'd be shaking my...
It was like a couple weeks ago they had a race, and after the race, one of the drivers was pissed at another driver, so they all pit and everything like that, and he gets out, and you just see him walk up to the window and starts fucking wailing on him. Just...
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't even let him get out of the fucking car, and then everybody's going over there, breaking shit up. He had, like, you know, wrecked him earlier or something like that.
That's badass. How pissed are you?
And then when they do...
You're on TV.
You don't care then. Hey, dude, pass me a beer, dude. You don't care then.
Nah.
I mean, you know, hey, it's getting cut off at 30, 45 miles an hour on the streets, one thing.
Yeah.
When that motherfucker 200 miles an hour and there's a wall there, that's, you know, hey.
And what if there's like, you know, they have teams, right? Well, what if one of the guys, the enforcer... And I'm here to run you into that wall.
Fuck, I remember it was that father and son that were...
Earnhardt?
I don't know, it might have been Earnhardt. What's the other guy that...
Waltrip? Daryl and Michael?
Oh, he wears that cowboy hat. He used to drive number 3.
Earnhardt.
And he had a son, right?
Dale.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale
Earnhardt, yeah. And then the kid was Dale Jr.
Yeah,
Dale. Yeah.
Fuck you, Dale.
I just remember one race. They were both in it, and the old man sort of let the kid win.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
Some more controversy.
But hey, you can't say that because he says he had a reason why he didn't win.
Right.
Something's wrong with the car. You know, my foot couldn't step hard enough on the gas pedal. But it's, you know, I mean, that's a hell of a sport.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, you put your nutsack on my drum set. And my drum set's a guy, so that makes you gay, you fucker.
I've been waiting to say that since you did the stepbrothers thing. Sorry.
But, yeah, man, I...
Racing's, it's, yeah, especially the last, like, 10-something laps, because those guys are just fucking going for it. It's crazy, man. It's
way they draft.
I've gotten a more respect for it.
Right, but would you go out, sit out in Florida, and watch these guys for 6 hours driving a circle?
No,
I don't know.
It'd have to be free tickets,
yeah,
kind of free flight,
and beer,
free hotel, free beer, free food,
and I might be underneath the stands, hanging out in the shade,
yeah,
fucking smoking.
Taking a nap, wake me up the last
wake
like
me up when it's
40
lap
laps.
10.
Yeah, 10 to go.
So yes, you would then.
You know,
but it's interesting though because a lot of times they'll go into the final laps and they'll have a they call it winning under caution. So they'll throw out the caution flag because there's a wreck. So you have to do a minimum number of laps when you go into caution.
Yeah, I think it's three.
Yeah. So if you have like a race that you have, you know, you're under caution for three laps and you have two to go, whoever's leading under caution is the winner.
Winner.
Yeah. And all of the laps that you run, the races that you finish, all points add up towards the end.
What happens?
Can't believe I know this much about NASCAR. But
what happens? Okay. What happens if you go into, like you're saying, you know, where you're driving, it's under car, you're going to win.
Mm.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, these cars today, a lot of it's science, man. Hey, you got 5 gallons. At 5 gallons at this speed, you're going to have enough gas. 5 gallons at this speed, you may not make it. What would happen if you ran out within the halfway of the track?
It happens all the time.
You'd literally have to pull off to pit road and let the car that's behind you then take it.
No, it happens. People run out, they take the gamble.
They do it all the time.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen it before on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
It's cool too because they'll do like the cameras inside of the car and they'll do the driver talking to the pit and he'll be like, dude, I'm running out of gas, but they'll be like, there's only 3 laps left. Do you think you can make it? You know what I mean? Because there's that point. When do you pit to get your last set of tires and your last fuel?
Time out.
So what do you think you'd rather do? Would you rather go to a NASCAR race or a drag race?
Drag race.
Why?
Fast.
Quicker.
You're going to see
50-some races.
Yeah, compared to one going in a circle.
Right.
I just think it would be more interesting.
I've gone to one with the top fuel, man.
Yeah.
It's like they're on a rocket.
They are.
The first time you see it, you don't even see them. They're already at the finish line before you even know what's going on.
Hey, 4 seconds.
Fuck.
If you don't run 4 seconds, you don't even get to be in the program.
Could you imagine being in the car?
That's so much power. I mean, can you imagine the takeoff? How much you go like that?
You ever see in slow motion those big slick squat and grab?
They show the tires, how they start kicking up and they kind of like flatten out for a quick second.
Really?
There's so much force going.
No way.
Yeah, man, dude, it's crazy.
They
don't go right away.
Yeah.
It takes them a second to catch that traction.
That fucking thing will grab that fucking track and whoom.
Just go.
Well, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
It is. I always like because they'll always squat. You know, once that tire grabs, it'll squat, boom, go.
Gone.
By the time you say squat, it's already gone.
Right.
That's why initially it has that little lift in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it just takes off and then just evens out. And then that's when it just really, it's like a fucking arrow. Just
probably faster than arrow.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, but you know, over the long run, for sure.
I remember arrow having pistons.
But the concept of, you know, just as it takes off, is just the same thing. That same burst of quickness. It's interesting.
All right, would you rather go to a golf event or a tennis event?
Same thing.
I'd probably take tennis because I wouldn't want to walk.
Yeah.
You just
sit on one hole.
I just go
with an ice chest.
I go straight to the 18th hole and just park a lawn chair there with
an ice chest, maybe a 5 gallon bucket too.
That's right, two of them,
six or seven. You know,
you
vape
probably
pens.
Might meet a new friend. They need a bucket,
right?
Yeah,
I couldn't do golf and walk around to every single fucking hole.
Fuck no,
I
wouldn't walk around. I'd sit up on one thing and see everybody come by.
I would like to go to that one that they do in Arizona. They call it the craziest one because there's one hole, I think it's 17. It's like this par 3. And it's known for having like a lot of holes in ones, but it's also got this really big dip. So if you hit it, it just rolls right back into the lake. But the fans there, if you hit it close, they go fucking nuts, like crazy loud.
I used to know these two guys, still know one of the two. That they were good in golf, man. I mean, these guys go to country clubs. They had a PGA card.
Damn.
And I used to go with them all. I went to many country clubs.
Were you their caddy?
No, dude. I was. You know what I did?
Those clubs, punk.
I drove the golf cart.
Which is the best part of golfing.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You know, I drove that and opened the beers and... And,
lit the joints.
Coolest job I ever had was at a golf course, just driving the carts around. People leave beers in the back, you crack them open.
Dude, I've always wanted a job where I get a golf cart.
It was a lot of, I mean, you know what made it fun? It's because these guys were good enough to pull it off.
What'd they do?
They were that good in golf, dude. They played, went and played Spyglass for fucking free.
Damn.
So you got to be pulling some really good shit off to go down there and play that.
Yeah.
But the local country clubs around here, oh, fuck. What do you want to do today, Tom? You want to paint or do you want to go drive a golf cart?
That's easy.
And guess what? We're going to pay you. I get to smoke all your pot, too? Yeah. Oh, shit. Sign me up.
Yeah, I remember one time I worked on Christmas Day, and we had no marshals or anything like that, and we closed early, and we had maybe like two groups that were out there, and I was working, it was just me and my boss, and he's like, hey, you want to go drive the marshal cart? Just drive the entire course, just make sure everything's okay. I was like, fuck yeah, I do, even though I'm just driving, because the marshal carts, they get up and go.
Yeah, right, you're know quicker.
Mean? And you're getting that morning dew.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got off to where you can't see me, I was hitting those hills, hitting the brakes, sliding the thing.
It put a little bit more of that, and I'll tell you something to really rattle your kid.
Don't mind if I drink on the job.
Oh, well, listen to this. This was the best part.
Here.
Because I won't mention the golf, the country club we went to. But we worked on houses and shit, so we always had our shit there. So we had a big trailer. So I don't know whose idea it was.
Probably the boogeyman's.
I think he was involved. And I said, you know what we need? It's a fucking golf cart. How are you going to get a golf cart?
Go to the drawing board.
That's right. And when we left that night, we had a golf cart.
Oh man, a buddy of ours, I'm not gonna say any names. He Jeff. Wrecked he nah, dude, come on. He wrecked one, and
that's
he wrecked about, more than one.
Yeah, about a
wrecking is a little different than stealing.
Hey. Oh man.
Yeah. Fuck. I bet you a lot of them get wrecked though.
Oh yeah.
I know,
oh, yeah.
People get out there, they're fucking drinking.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is that a tree?
Whoopsie. Yeah. Well, what, you got to give him your license or whatever, right?
You got to write down your shit.
And what did he do?
So check this out.
You're with him?
So
were you with him?
Yeah. So we're going, and
how did you get away?
We're fucking no, check this out. We had a buddy with us. Again, I'm not going to say any names. We had a buddy with us. He had his own cart, right? And it was me and our friend, my other friend. We were in our cart. And I knew this was going to happen cuz he was trying to make a quick U-turn. And I saw this fucking tree. Right? So I had my foot up on the thing. I had my foot up on the cart. I had my hand grabbing the hood of it. And I had my beer in the other hand. Oh, yeah, because he smacks this thing, right? He goes flying out of the cart. All the beer, everything in the back just goes flying out, right? Gets up. We look at the fucking cart. The fucking wheel falls off, Tom.
Oh,
the fucking wheel falls off along with the axle. So what do we all do? We load up in our buddy's cart, go back to the fucking parking lot, put our clubs away, and drive off. But check this out. About a week later, I call up Kev. I was like, what's up, man? You want to go out? And he's like, nah, dude, I'm fucking broke. I'm like, what happened? He's like, dude, check my bank statements, and I had like a withdrawal for like $500, another one for like $700, another one for like $500. He's like, dude, it was the golf course, man, from the golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have to worry about it. The only thing we withdrawled was the cart.
Felt a little bad.
So you guys didn't finish the course?
Bad. Nah, man. We were all freaked out.
Who was winning?
I mean, initially, to me, it was funny because I saw it happen. But then when he told me about, you know, everything, you know, afterwards.
Oh, man. No, I bet you those little like, fucking things are expensive.
Yeah. You think you're the only one who crashed a cart?
I almost put one in a lake one time. Yep.
One thing, I never drove the thing fast. I didn't want to, fuck it, you know, we're going to take our time getting to hole number four or whatever.
That was the cool thing about driving all the carts is you know which ones were faster. So me and the other cart guys, we would race each other.
Yeah, we just asked which one was the newest.
Yep. Fill those motherfuckers up with gas.
This is 1995. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, listen up.
Get back to stealing that cart, you know, went back that night and, you know, shit, this was jail time. No picking up trash on the weekend if we get caught doing this.
So you better enjoy yourself.
Oh, we did.
Well, I mean, if you're making that, hey, you know what? If I do this, hey, this might happen. I better have a good time.
You better always have a good plan. The first plan was, once we get this thing in the cart, we don't stop at the bar.
That would happen sometimes.
Oh, man. More with these characters, it happened quite a bit.
What bar do you think you went to the most times?
In, let me try to think of the name of it. Over there off of Bancroft, because it wasn't far from Dave's house. But bars, oh my God. Their older brother worked for Southern Wine and Spirit. He was a beer and wine manager. Oh, Anthony, man, we worked at so many bars doing, putting in floors, doing this, doing that. He would get us the jobs. So, fuck. I've drank all over Alameda County. There was a liquor store over there in Daly City. We'd roll up over there, go in that store and take whatever the fuck we wanted. And he'd replace it. It was crazy. God, I can't think of the name of the name of that bar. Oh, fuck. But we went to there almost at least twice a week. It was an older bar. Older people in there. It's funny because I was running with these guys. I was 40 and I think they were like in their early 20s. So when we went to this bar, Parker House.
Ooh.
When we went to this bar, there was the crowd there was probably 65, 70 older. And they liked us because we were young. We came in there.
You had drugs.
We had drugs. We were there for no fucking good.
Fit right in.
Oh, fuck, man. Entertainment for them. Entertainment for them. But these guys, like, they would play pool. They were, oh, fucking Anthony, man. They were, I wouldn't be afraid to go in a bar. Just meeting you right now, and they're going to sit down and play a game. My first bet would be on them. I'd have to watch you maybe play two games, but I would bet on them because they were.
I mean, if they were good at golf, like if you're really good at golf, you got to be really skilled. That's a challenging game.
Oh, fuck, dude. Their best friend, Sam, I got to mention his last name, but Sam was the one that got him the. Once they got that PGA card, oh, shit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know, Mike, this guy here with this drives the golf cart. He's not playing. Because if you don't play, you ain't supposed to be. Yeah, no business right. out there.
Right. Did that happen before? They tried and to give you some
so,
shit.
So my new title was, oh, he's a student. Yeah, this guy's a student.
Did you ever swing that club?
I could putt, dude.
Oh, really?
I could putt. Yeah.
You got putting skills.
Putting skills. When I was a kid, there was right over by the Oakland Airport, by Hagenberger. This was in the early 60s. It was called Pitch and Putt. Got a 9-iron and a putter. Par 3 out of 9 holes. The last hole was a par 4. You only got a 9-iron and a putter. And I played that many a times.
Nice. So this is one thing to play. It's another thing to putt.
Hey,
it's a whole other game.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
That's it.
You know, I used to hear the brothers say that. We used to go over to Galbraith. Because these guys used to play with them. And, oh, fuck, there'd be a crew there every, I think it was like Tuesday and Thursday. And I remember this one game was, oh, you got a squirrel, there's an eagle. Or
a squirrel?
It was a game where they, everything, hey, if you didn't bring your wallet, get the fuck out of here.
Slapping the taste out of your mouth.
Well, folks,
Dave. What time is it, Big Dave?
It's that time of the podcast for the old Florida segment.
I love it. What are those jackasses doing down there?
Well, we got a Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I told you not to put onions on that hamburger.
I wanted extra ranch.
I told you that. Now tell this guy.
All right, next one. Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw on radar a giant penis. So his flight pattern mimicked a cock and balls.
Boy, I wouldn't want to ride with him. Where are you taking me to?
OJ's house.
How does this guy even get to drive an airplane or fly an airplane?
You got your hours?
He must have logged enough, drew enough penises to where he's ready to do it in the air. All right, last one. Thomas, save this one especially for you. Florida man wears a fuck the police shirt to court and wins his case.
Oh, boy. That's, man, you gotta have some balls to stand in front of that judge.
Represent yourself.
Yeah.
And win your case.
I'd like to hear what the case was.
That's a Bundy move.
Oh, my God.
It was a little traffic case, a little traffic ticket, nothing major, but still.
Still, though. I bet that judge took some shit that night on TV. That's like that judge that, you know, fuck, man. They're all crooked. Somebody, I'd say that's a bribe.
I mean, just all the looks he probably got when he was walking into the courthouse.
I'm surprised they let him in the courthouse.
Probably wore a jacket, and then when he got called up, took it off and walked up there.
They could have turned him around, though. I mean.
Hey, he won, so congrats to him.
Yeah.
Well, he won his case?
Yeah, he won.
Fuck, man.
That's the whole point of the story.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have to remember that.
I mean, if he'd lost, you would have been like, I wonder why, but he won, so.
He must have had something really iron tight.
Well, who knows how bright those Florida cops are, too, you know.
Thanks for the
But it's the judge who you're mocking.
Well, maybe his case was pretty good because, you know, the cops did something crazy.
That's true, too. Maybe, honest, man.
Maybe he knew the glove wasn't going to fit.
Could be.
You know, if you were a cop and you had to deal with a bunch of Florida people all day long, it'll probably drive you crazy.
So do you shoot yourself?
I wonder if it's the same cop that showed up to arrest the dude for throwing the alligator through the window.
Oh, man. That'd be enough to make you quit that day. I got to find something else I got to do.
Well, shout out Florida as always. Thanks for all the stories. Keep it up.
Tell OJ we said hi.
Yep.
Hey, keep swinging, OJ.
Keep swinging.
Yeah. So, AustinPress.com. Hey, you got to check it out.
Real deal Holyfield.
This stuff is so unique. It's so cool. And I'm just saying.
It ain't going to say Hallmark on the back of that.
It does not. You go there and use promo code Boogie. Doesn't matter how you spell it. Just use promo code Boogie and they'll give you 10% off.
And throw something else cool in there. And if you spend $75, you get free shipping.
Well, from the Boogeyman Podcast, good luck to you Warriors. Sorry about KD. Hey, he'll be a Warrior next year now.
Yeah, what the fuck you bitching about? You gonna get 35 mil?
Well, because he's not gonna play next year.
What? You still get 35
exactly.
mil.
Exactly, so why would you opt out if you're Kevin Durant? Yeah, I'll pick it up. I'm going to free agency the following year.
You
know. So, well, anyways, good luck, Oracle.
Good night.
Be loud. One. Be loud.
Bring the Roracle.
Hey, bring that fucking boogeyman.
The man who's too hot to handle, too cold to hold, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Hey, out there, especially you, Macho Man, you better listen up. Favorite tag team of all time? I already told you about my favorite wrestler, Edouard Caponte, but fuck, Macho Man, you probably couldn't even spell that. So my favorite tag team, called the Freebirds, Texas Wrestling. Adios.